This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19, Monday the 14th of March, and thanks for staying tuned. I'm Wong Shaoning together with Tan Chen Lee, and of course, this is The Morning Run. In the meantime, let's talk about how the Malaysian retail industry is doing. So according to the latest report by Retail Group Malaysia, retailers nationwide enjoyed a boost in business in the last quarter of 2021, recording growth of 26.5%, although the overall sales for the entire 2021 still declined by 2.3%.
Despite the optimistic expectations of recovery at the beginning of 2021, multiple spikes in COVID-19 cases, which lead to yet another movement restriction order, as well as change in government leadership, led to depressed sales. Now, with the announcement from the Health Ministry that we are finally transitioning towards endemicity and borders opening again come April 1st, how will the retail industry fare this year?
To answer this question, and maybe even more, we have on the line with us Tan Hai Sin, Managing Director at the Retail Group Malaysia. Good morning, Hai Sin. As usual, always good to speak to you. Now, what were the main highlights from the retail report that you just released about the retail scene in 2021?
Although we achieved an impressive growth rate of 26.5% during the last quarter of 2021, the whole year growth rate was only negative 2.3%. The poor sales performance during the first 9 months of 2021 dragged down the overall growth. The sales turnover generated during the last 3 months of the year was not sufficient to compensate for the heavy losses incurred earlier. This is the second consecutive year the Malaysian retail industry recorded a negative growth rate. In 2020, the retail industry contracted by 16.3%. This had never happened before in the history of Malaysia retail industry. Two rounds of lockdown in 2021 were the worst time for Malaysian retailer. The first lockdown started from 13 January 2021 and lasted for 7 weeks. The second lockdown started from 3rd May and lasted for 15 weeks. It was the longest period of retail closure. During this period, majority of retailers were forced to close down.
Which sectors were hit the hardest in 2021 and which sectors recovered the fastest?
Based on the result we received from members of Malaysia Retail Association and Malaysia Retail Chain Association, the hardest hit retail sector in 2021 was personal care stores. Personal care stores refers to retail outlets that sell mainly skincare products and cosmetics. Many of these operators were not allowed to open during the lockdown because they were classified as non-essential retailers. Although many of these retailers managed to sell their product online, the sales were simply not sufficient. Fashion and fashion accessory stores recovered the fastest. They were not allowed to open during lockdown period. Even though most of these retailers moved their businesses online, the sales were not comparable to when customers were allowed to purchase at physical store. Whenever shoppers were allowed to step into physical store, their sales climbed sharply.
So from what we can see, quarter one showed growth of 26.5% in retail sales as compared to the same period in 2020. Can you help us understand what contributed to this growth?
Shopping traffic in malls began to build up since August last year. Since then, shopping traffic had returned in all major shopping malls located in Malaysia. Major shopping malls have been packed with shoppers and diners. Shoppers have been returning to shopping malls to enjoy what they missed during the longest period of lockdown last year. When interstate travel ban was lifted on 11 October last year, domestic tourism has brought more sales to retailers that have been dependent on tourism shopping. Malaysians from all parts of the country have been travelling for shopping, family gathering and meeting. Domestic tourism has contributed to higher retail sales. The Chinese New Year festival started in early January and ended in middle of February, contributed to stronger sales for Malaysian retailers as well. Non-Chinese in Malaysia took advantage of this festival to enjoy shopping and travelling as well.
And with the rise in cases due to the Omicron variant, are there any concerns towards overall retail growth? What are your projections for Q2 sales?
Based on development in recent weeks, the retail market prospect become uncertain again. When daily positive cases reached 10,000 on 6 February this year, we went around major malls in Klang Valley in the next few days to check on shopping traffic. This mall was still crowded on both weekday and weekends. When daily positive cases climbed to 20,000 from 11 February this year, we checked on this mall again. Shoppers could still be seen everywhere. Although not significant, shopping traffic started to drop when daily cases remained above 20,000. Nevertheless, we still see all kind of shopper of all races, teenagers, group of friends, office workers, family with very young children, parents with babies and old folks. They were window shopping, they shop for grocery, they were dining in cafe and restaurant, they were shopping for in fashion store, they watch movie and they participate in leisure activities. On 23rd of February, daily cases spiked above 30,000. The next few days, we went around several shopping malls to check on the shopping traffic. Surprisingly, this shopping traffic was still crowded. Or those passengers, car driver did not need to struggle to find parking lot. The decline in shopping traffic was not significant. Interestingly, shopping traffic in Selangor shopping malls were lesser than shopping traffic in Kuala Lumpur shopping malls. This might be due to more domestic tourists visiting more in Kuala Lumpur. Despite several social media news reports of Malaysian avoiding crowded places, we still find all kinds of shoppers in shopping malls. We estimate a growth rate of 4.2% during the second quarter of 2022, with contribution mainly from Hari Raya Festival. Ramadan will start in early April, and Hari Raya will take place in early May. Malaysian government has assured that there will be no lockdown during this major festival.
So, Haisin, the government has announced the reopening of borders for our country starting April 1st. What kind of impact do you think this will have on retail sales then?
The reopening of international borders will contribute positively to retail sales for the whole Malaysia. This is especially so for major city, major resort towns and international class resort islands. However, we believe there will not be a sudden spike in retail sales due to the border reopening in April. We still need to wait for more relaxation on the SOP in the near future. The largest number of foreign tourists in Malaysia is Singaporean. During pre-COVID, Singaporeans would drive to Johor and Malacca on both weekday and weekend for shopping and leisure activities. However, we do not see the latest SOP will encourage this type of tourists coming from 1st April. The entry requirements are still too much of a hassle for Singaporeans to make their regular shopping trips.
Now, Haisin, supply chain issues and labour shortages has been a problem. Is it still a problem for retailers? And how have your members navigated these challenges?
Supply chain issues do affect some retailers. Some products are not available in some retail store and some food items cannot be purchased at restaurant. However, this is temporary and it has not affected Malaysian consumer from visiting store and dining outdoor. Labour shortages do affect some business in the retail sector. However, this is temporary and it has not critically affected the business of retail store in Malaysia.
But Haisin, we keep hearing about the rising cost of living and inflation concerns. So I want to know, how does this impact retail sentiment for this year then?
Prices of basic necessity and many consumer goods have risen since end of last year. Many F&B outlets have increased their prices as well. Rising prices are expected to continue during the first half of 2022. In addition, oil prices have been rising in recent weeks. Higher cost of living will affect the purchasing power of Malaysian households this year. Likely interest rate hikes from the second quarter will also have negative impact on the buying power of Malaysian consumers. The war of Russia on Ukraine will affect the supply chain of consumer goods worldwide. The prolonged war will also lead to even higher fuel prices and commodity prices.
Now, Haisin, last question. What's your outlook for the retail sector for the rest of 2022?
The third quarter growth rate is estimated at 3.4% due to the low base in the same period a year ago. In addition, Malaysia should have begun its endemic phase of COVID-19. For the last quarter of 2022, Malaysian retail industry is hopeful of a 3.6% growth rate after a rosy performance a year ago. The year-end festival and holiday should bring more sales to retailers during this period. Retail Group Malaysia projects a 6.3% growth rate in retail sales for the whole year of 2022. Malaysia retail industry looks forward to a strong recovery as it enters the third year of COVID-19 pandemic.
And that was Tan Haisin, Managing Director of the Retail Group Malaysia. We thank him for his time, giving us an overview in terms of where the retail industry is heading for 2022. I like his point, you know, if you want to know whether a mall is doing well, whether there are people returning back to the shops, all you need to do is see how crowded the car park is.
That's right. I also noticed that a lot of restaurants has been quite empty, though. So I'm not sure if this is still the case, as in, you know, there are still people going out to shops and retail malls.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are concerns about Omicron cases when you see them like 30,000 and above. But the question is, after a while, do we get used to it? Do you know, because life is transitioning to the endemic phase, so we have to look forward. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.